Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching this weekend. You know, we coach guys every single day, all day long, every day of the year, on how to be better men, how to be better husbands, how to be better boyfriends and fathers, better businessmen, better employees, how to create what you want. And what we're getting a lot lately is, what do I do now? I'm cooped up. This pandemic thing has got my panties in a wad, and I'm sitting around and I'm eating worse and I'm getting fat and we're arguing more. So what do I do? How do I get through this? And I want to challenge you to think of this differently. Think of not getting through it, but what if you got into it? What if this time was the very best time in your life? Because this probably won't happen again in your lifetime. What if this was the very best time of your life to get into something new? Now, there's two kinds of men that are going to come through this. They're going to come through this as a bear in a cave, just like this one, like this big old bear here. And they're going to come out at the end of this when everything opens up, and they're going to be crawling and sleepy and wiping their eyes and wondering what the hell happened and what to do next. Well, bears hibernate, and that's how they come out of hibernation. But what if you're a mountain lion? Mountain lions don't hibernate. They keep moving. They are always watching. They're always thinking. They're very aware of what's going on, and they always are looking to the next move that they need to make. So what if this time was the perfect time for that? What if it was the perfect time for you to learn something new? What if it was the perfect time for you to get a new hobby or maybe look at a new angle at your job? We always say that your mindset is the most important thing to work on. But behind that's recreation and nutrition and sleep and exercise, your health, right? What if this was the perfect time to start breaking old habits and starting brand new habits? And that's the mindset I think we need to get into this, not through it like it's some kind of drudgery. Let's get into it. Let's use it. It's a unique gift that we have, time and focus, to be able to do something totally different. If you want to transform yourself, transform your relationship, improve the nature of yourself as a man, husband, lover, father. If you want to do that, now is the time to do it. And so what we want to invite you to do is to consider joining this community, joining the community by coming into maybe the Divorce Bomb course. How to defuse the divorce bomb is for you. If you have heard throughout this time, I'm sick of you. You're smothering me. You're so controlling. I need space. I really love you, but I don't feel the same way about you that I used to. If you've heard any of those things, How to Defuse the Divorce Bomb is a $500 investment with over 9 hours of training and live coaching that you can use during this time to become the better version of yourself you've always wanted to be. That's a $500 investment. If you don't want to do that, look at the Men's Roundtable. This is a group of men, it's about 100 of us right now, who are in a twice a month live coaching meeting and a secret Facebook group where we support each other and talk constantly about what it means to be a better man. In fact, this weekend I'm doing free videos for those groups for questions that everybody has. This is a tight group of men. So what I want you to do is think about using this time to find your tribe and get into this time of transformation, not just be a bear in hibernation and try to get through it. What would it mean to you to be a mountain lion and get into this time? If this is your tribe, if this sounds like something you want to get involved with, click on the links in the description on this video or in the newsletter that you might be reading right now, and go find out about the How to Defuse the Divorce Bomb tribe of men, or the Roundtable tribe of men. They're very similar to you and me. We're men trying to get better, and we're trying to use the current discomfort to come out on the other end swinging and springing into action instead of crawling out of a cave like a lazy old bear. I hope that helps you today. Take care, brother.